What a tune. Wow. Make sure to check out the 4-track EP they put out. Once again, Zed's Dead in the beginning, finishing up and starting right up. We have Nondescript's remix of Toronto's Jello. This one is rightfully named Awesome Sauce. I've been following Nondescript for quite some time since he was half of Stupid Fresh out of the UK. Since then, he's actually migrated and immigrated to Vancouver Island, so he's now a British Columbian local. Happy to say that. This is Nondescript's remix. A little bit of bass-heavy techno-electro flavors in this one. Make sure to check out more of his stuff because his spectrum is incredible. Electro, dubstep, crossovers, releases on Dimmac, and the list goes on and on. For the time being, we got Nondescript here. Let's go. Yeah, you don't hear many flavors like this one. Nom de Strip on the remix. This one's originally done by Toronto's Jello. The tune is called Awesome Sauce. Really dig that name. Really dig Nom de Strip. Like I said, I've been following him for quite some time. Countless remixes, originals, all that fun stuff. Some collaborations with the Plump DJs, some collaborations with Hatiris, MC Flipside. The list goes on. Make sure to check him out, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to carry on with a bit of Canadian influence. Mousetrap being the influence here. Coming up, starting in the background, is Feed Me on the original productions. We have Lindsay on the vocals. This one is called Embers, and it was released on Mousetrap Records, which is Deadmau5's imprint, hailing from Ontario, Toronto, Canada. Very, very excited for the forthcoming Deadmau5 business. Lots of harder, more grimy things coming from him. But Feed Me, on the other hand, also known as Spore, is really created this bass-heavy electro dubstep kind of sound that's been produced more and more and been played out more and more. Anyways, this tune is kind of that representation of the progressive house dubstep symbiotic relationship, and you'll see what I mean. It's kind of the big room bass heavy feel. Anyways, this is Feed Me featuring Lindsay. It's called Ember, out on Mousetrap Records, based out of here in Canada. Very heavy one coming from Feed Me with Lindsay on the vocals. That one's out on Mouse Trap Records. Dead Mouse is in print. Absolutely love the piano strings in this one. It really hits home. Very, very progressive house-esque. Big influence there, but bass heavy nonetheless, which is how we like it here on the Basement. CITR 101.9. But for the time being, we do have to take a short break. So make sure to stay with us because I got a little bit of, well, I guess the next little portion is themed drum arrangements. Yeah, really, really unique drum patterns coming up after the break. So stay with us here on CITR 101.9.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to The Break. You're currently tuned into CITR 101.9 FM on the dial, or you're possibly online at CITR.ca, where you can check out all of our shows recorded and available at your pleasure to stream, download, share, whatever you feel fit. For the time being, you're tuned in to me, Red Olson, and this show is called The Basement, every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 on CITR. On the show, I like to go through everything bass heavy, whether it's bass heavy, techno, dubstep, glitch hop, drum and bass, everything in between. Like, the list goes on and on. It's all about diversity on the show, and one person that represents diversity perfectly, I think, is from Vancouver. He calls himself Long Walk Short Doc, and he's starting up in the background. Long Walk Short Doc likes to encompass all kinds of styles, whether it's the quick paces of drum and bass, the deep womps of dubstep, or just the techno Nintendo kind of influence there. Regardless, this tune is a banger. It's called Tough Call, and it deserves any inch of subwoofer you have, so make sure to turn up the bass. some serious programming in that one. Excellent drum arrangements. And you can really hear the Nintendo geek influence behind a lot of Long Walk's tunes, actually. That one can be found on Eastbound Digital. Eastbound Digital being a Vancouver-based label currently standing with two full-length albums by Long Walk Short Talk, as well as a huge list of other releases. EastbandDigital.com is really a resource that you have to check out to find unique and original bass music, whether it be more on the electro side or more on the unique violin side, or whether it's just dubstep, techno, whatever. Eastband Digital is where you gotta go. Long Walk Short Talk is finishing up in the background his tune, Tough Call, out on his latest album, Bigger Fish Frying. I absolutely could not recommend seeing Long Walk Short Doc live. He's doing a date in Vancouver mid-May at 560. Details about that can be found at a fantastic resource website, www.shahdjs.com. S-H-A-H-DJs.com. If you go on there, they have an events calendar of every bass-heavy event in Vancouver and beyond, regardless of venue, regardless of crew, day-by-day, month-by-month breakdown. So if you find yourself stranded, like tonight, wondering what to do, you go on there and you look. Today is April 27th. I have some bass-heavy techno going on at 560. I have some drum and bass going on at Shine. And really, oh, I got some funky break beats going on too. Anyways, the list goes on, ladies and gentlemen. ShahDJs.com. S-H-A-H-DJs.com. And speaking of excellent drum arrangements and drum sampling in general, starting up is a brand new one from Dark Sky out of the UK. This one is called Zoom, out of their latest release, Black Rainbows. Dark Sky is kind of known for the UK funky influence. Not so much like club-heavy bangers, but really like smooth, well-thought-out drum programming. Once again, this is Dark Sky and their tune, Zoom. Love those drums. And if you're digging those vibes, make sure to check out the entire release. Once again, the whole four tune EP is called Black Rainbows. And that was Dark Sky's tune, Zoom. Dark Sky also has another release that you must check out, featuring two tunes just off the top of my head. One called The Lick and the other called Neon. Both are amazing, dark, drum-heavy tunes. And if you're a sucker for good drum sampling, Dark Sky is a name that you must remember. And carrying on with more excellent drum programming, FOMO has done a remix for Breakage. This one came out last summer, and it was a little bit of an anthem. This is featuring Jess Mills on the vocals. The tune is called Fighting Fire. FOMO actually came out with a fresh new album, full like 12-tune album, on his own record label, Fat. Fat with an F, Fat Records. And the album's called Tremors. You have to check it out, Tremors. Great driving music, actually, if you ask me. I was driving up to Whistler, like I said, to check out Long Walk Short Talk last weekend. And it really kept me grooving for the whole drive. Great highway music. So yeah, FOMO, ladies and gentlemen, in the background, his remix of Fighting Fire. Big tune. You can imagine that one being dropped on a Fat system. Once again, FOMO on the remix of Breakage and Jess Mills on the vocals there. That tune is called Fighting Fire. Definitely a little bit of an anthem for me. It was played out all of last summer. And FOMO does it right on the remix, really, really bringing his style to face, maybe. Anyways, FOMO, like I mentioned before the tune started, came out with a new album called Tremors that you must check out. So make sure to find that. And we're going to move into a little crossover zone, electro drum and bass-ish. And then we'll move on to some more drum and bass. But for the time being, starting up is Benny Page on the production, Tally on the vocals. And Tally and Benny Page are both from the UK. Tally is a singer-songwriter, MC, that have been featured on countless tunes. Cam Uncrooked, Noises, like, the list goes on. Anyways, she's a fantastic singer. Her energy is incredible. And it really comes out in this tune entitled Turn It Up. Benny Page, if you're unfamiliar, produces music that can't be classified. Some of it can be, you know, drum and bass, dubstep, whatever. But most of it, he is so diverse in his work, it's unclassifiable. If that's a word. Anyways, like I said, in the background, we have Benny Page and Tally. This tune is called Turn It Up. Fantastic tune, well produced. I love the hook, the keyboard string in there. Very, very well produced. Big ups Benny Page for the production and Tally on the vocals. Tally put out a album not too long ago called Dark Days, High Nights. Very, very worthwhile checkout. Features collaborations with infinite amounts. Schism, Noises, Benny Page. The list goes on. It's worth some time. It's, I believe, out on Audio Porn, but don't quote me on that. And speaking of very popular vocalists out there, Cardi B is definitely making a stir since she was picked up by Magnetic Man trio artwork Benga and Scream. Anyway, since then, Cardi B has been on a rampage of original singles with productions done by Benga and more. I believe Zinc was on that list too. But along with collaborators, she's also picked up a lot of remixers and bootleggers, one of which, Claude Von Stroke, in the background, representing the West Coast flavors from L.A. This is his heavy bass, maybe not heavy bass, but low bass, techno kind of fragrance on the tune. Anyways, this is Cardi B's tune, Easy Please Me. This is Claude Von Stroke's remix. Pardon me, Claude Von Stroke's Grizzly Fire remix.
Support you, yeah, I'll play my role. Now I won't call you 20 times a day, cause I got my own shit to do. When you see my name flashing on your phone, I want you to feel butterflies for me. None butterflies, 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 butterflies,
Really dig this remix. Not too over the top, but still very effective. Claude Von Stroke on the remix there of Cardi B, her original tune, Easy Please Me. If you're not familiar with Claude Von Stroke, he's label head at Dirty Bird Records, based out of LA, California. He's really brought upon this West Coast flavor of techno, not so heavy and not so dark as per the Berlin style, which is more popular, or generally speaking, I guess the European style. This West Coast flavor is definitely more funky, more groovy, more almost house-ish. But if you're feeling these kind of vibes, Claude Von Stroke is actually playing tonight here in Vancouver, British Columbia, alongside label mate Justin Martin and Van City's favorite, Max Ulis. Anyways, the Dirty Bird Showcase is at 560 tonight, conveniently located at 560 Seymour Street at Dunsmuir. Show starts at 10 p.m., goes late, so make sure to check it out. Claude Von Stroke and Justin Martin with Max Euless opening, and of course, Drum and Bass in the Basement, brought to you by Shaw DJs. And that's going down tonight, I believe $20 at the door. Well worth it. 560 is a fantastic venue. Moving on, we're up in the tempo, going into some drum and bass. This is a new one brought to you by Enigma Dubs, who's mostly known for producing dubstep. He's changed things up a bit and brought us this drum and bass flavor, this liquid funk drum and bass flavor, featuring amazing vocalists. Katie McLeod, who he's collaborated with before. Anyways, this tune is called Brighter Day.
Okay.
That one's just a solid feel-good tune all around. Enigma Dubs, everybody, featuring Katie McLeod on the vocals. That is the... Yeah, nothing special remix. Sorry, I thought the tune was labeled very uniquely, but I was incorrect. Make sure to find out more about Enigma Dubs. He's taking a little break from the production scene from about the end of last summer up until this spring, but he's actually had like 3 releases in the last month, which is incredible. So he obviously has a lot to come. So make sure to find him on SoundCloud. And we're going to keep with the feel-good, festival-esque vibes along the liquid funk drum and bass train. We're going to keep it going with some Neon Steve. Neon Steve, hailing from Vancouver Island, one of my personal favorites. Did a show in Vancouver last weekend. Heard it was bonkers. This one, entitled Blindside, starting up in the background, was featured on Bomb Strikes. Latest release alongside British Columbian Bricks and Pimp Soul from the UK. Anyways, this tune, you might actually recognize the vocal sample, or rather just the sample in it. I can't name it just off the top of my head, but you'll definitely recognize it. So here we go.
To shoot you.
more feel-good action coming to you by Neon Steve. That was his original tune, Blindside, that just came out on Bomb Strikes Records, Into Battle, Volume 4. Make sure to find out more about Neon Steve. He's British Columbian from Vancouver Island. On his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/NeonSteve. Plenty of mixes there for you to download. There's one really, really down-tempo, really groovy, all throughout funky, hip-hoppy, breakbeaty, all kinds of flavors. Really, really mellow, great summertime feel. There's actually another mix there that's more... more unique, more breakbeat, Neon Steve style. Very, very highly recommend that one. And of course, free downloads galore. Neon Steve has been a busy, busy boy. And we're going back in time to a little bit of a classic. This one is by Pendulum, who's actually dropping down in Vancouver this Sunday at Venue Nightclub on the Granville Strip. This tune called Hold Your Color came out... Actually, I'm going to get a year for you. But it came out on the Hold Your Color album. Great, fantastic album. I believe the latest album before they kind of split up and Rob Swire kind of started doing his whole knife party thing. But regardless, this is Pendulum. Probably one of their best tunes ever, aside from Fasten Your Seatbelts and Tarantula. But here we go.
We'll be right back.
Such an epic tune brought to you by Pendulum. This one actually came out on their first album, I discovered. Hold Your Color was their first full-length album back when they, I guess, were doing more so the live drum and bass kind of acts. But this one came out in 2005. Wow. It's unbelievable how music has grown but yet stayed so similar to its roots. Very incredible. Once again, Pendulum is touching down here in Vancouver this Sunday night at Venue on the Granville Strip. To find out details about that event as well as every bass heavy event in Vancouver, great resource is shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. Regardless of crew, venue, whatever, you can find it there. So make sure to check that out whenever you're in need for something crazy. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this short commercial break, so stay with us.
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Dos Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to The Basement here on CITR 101.9. You're either tuned in on the dial or online at CITR.ca, where you can catch recordings of all the live shows. Just in case you can't catch the whole thing, you can stream it there, download it, do whatever you want with it. CITR.ca. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, my name is Rhett Olson. This is The Basement. I'm here every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 10:30. And I like to explore the diversity of bass music, whether it's bass heavy, techno, drum and bass, glitch hop, dubstep, UK funky, whatever. The list goes on and on. I like to be diverse and include everything, and be the opposite of limiting. Anyways, starting up in the background is Noah Nolan's remix of Vancouverite's Alicia. Alicia, if you're unfamiliar, once upon a time member of the Integrated Grime Unit based here in Vancouver, now residing in California. She is a 3-in-1 DJ, producer, and singer. This tune called Sultan Sultry was released on her album Circadian Rhythms. And Noah Nolan, friend and companion and label partner, came along and decided to do a remix. So this is the Noah No One remix of Vancouver's Alicia. Noah No One, if you're familiar, be excited because he will be headlining the Living Room stage this year at Shambhala Music Festival. Very excited for that. Shambhala Music Festival 2012. If you haven't heard, the lineup is released, so make sure to check that out. ShambhalaMusicFestival.com. Meanwhile, check out Noah No One's latest release, Champagne and Kittens, out on 1320 Records. Fantastic name. I love that name. Champagne and Kittens. No One is a perfect representation of West Coast bass music. He likes to incorporate dubstep, glitch hop, and everything in between. A little bit of juke footwork in there, 808. But regardless, he is a name that represents West Coast bass music. And the next artist actually will also be a very, very good representation of West Coast styles and how it's growing. So stay with us. Lovely, beautiful tune right there, and we're going to keep with the beauty, the down-tempo, melodic kind of tunes. Coming up is a brand new one by Sexy Time. Sexy Time is a collaboration between Mimosa and Sleepyhead, representing the Bay Area in California. Again, more of these fresh West Coast styles really coming to light. This tune, actually, entitled Always On My Mind, has a little bit of a juke influence, so lots of claps, not too many snares, not too many heavy bass, but very, very groovy nonetheless. So this is Sexy Time's tune, Always On My Mind, off of their brand new release, actually, that came out earlier this week called Naked Poetry. So if you like this tune, make sure to check out the rest of the EP. And that sexy number is brought to you by Sexy Time. That one's called Always On My Mind. That EP was just released on 420. Make sure to grab it up. It's out on False Idol Music, which is Mimosa's label, actually. Sexy Time consists of a duo, one half Mimosa, the other half Sleepyhead. And together they make Sexy Time. So if you want more of the sexy bass, glitch hop crossover music there, make sure to check out their newest release. For the time being, we're coming back home to Vancouver. Mr. Max Euless has done a remix for Eva Jane. And this tune is called Oh So. It's more of the deep melodic stuff, more of the jukier side, but very, very deep. I'll just let it speak for itself. Eva Jane on the vocals, Max Euless on the remix. This tune is called Oh So. Wow, what a wonderful tune. That one's out on King Deluxe Records, a fantastic Alberta-based imprint. That is the Max Euless remix of Eva Jane's tune, Oh So. Max Euless is one to destroy floors, one to rumble jungles. He's from Vancouver. He's making his mark. Lots of forthcoming business. He actually just introduced a label of his called Ten Pin Records that he's just getting up and running. So make sure to keep your eyes and ears out for Ten Pin Records and their forthcoming business. Carrying on the more deeper melodic side of things, we have a new one by Noah D. This one is called Through All This. Noah D just put out a fresh album on Smog Recordings, based out of the States, that is 12th Planet's imprint. Noah D, most known for his tune, So Serious? It's just Serious, yeah. Came out a few years ago. Sorry, memory's a little foggy. Anyways, once again, Noah D, this one's called Through All This. Sorry, guys. Kind of got caught up in the tune there. So that last one was by Noah D, Through All This, on his latest album entitled Perspective, out on Smog Records. And starting up is more from Mousetrap Records, a fantastic Canadian label, really diversifying lately. This is originally done by Deadmau5. It's called Razor Weapon, featuring Greta Swabo-Beck. Anyways, she's a great singer. I absolutely love her voice. This song really hits home for me. For whatever reason, it just sticks. Anyways, this is the Noisia remix. Noisia, famous for their almost hard-style drum and bass. It's probably the reason why... Well, I guess it's a little understandable, considering they're from the Netherlands, where hard-style practically got invented. Anyways, this is Noisia's remix of Razor Weapon, originally done by Deadmau5.
feel now to watch it burn.
That one definitely gets pretty heavy. Once again, Noisia on the remix, coming from Netherlands. You can definitely hear their cultural roots take shape in that one. Originally done by Deadmau5, the tune is called Razor Weapon, out on Mousetrap Records. We're going to keep it calm going on. Brand new one from Bass Nectar, one of my personal favorites of all time. Bass Nectar is one of those guys that doesn't necessarily progress his production skills by mimicking, although copying is the most flattering form of flattery. I don't know, something like that. Anyways, Bass Nectar, definitely one to make his own sounds and to create his own style, and it really brings light to the fact that all of his music is self-released. It's all put out by himself on Anamorphous Music, and actually in a recent interview he's done, he's looking to expand that first off, the Bay Area in California, and then expanded along the West Coast to incorporate this unique and incredible West Coast bass music style that's really coming to shape and showing its face. Anyways, like I said, brand new one from Bass Nectar. That's off his latest album, Va Va Voom. This is featuring one of my favorite vocalists from California, Mimi Page. The tune is called Butterfly. And my time here is coming to a close. If you liked what you heard, you can find me here on CITR every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. And if you can't catch the whole session, CITR.ca is where you gotta go to find the recorded version available for stream and download at your convenience. Once again, my name is Rhett Olson, and this is The Basement.